Okay, today is Daf Chav Hey. We are on Chav Hey. We're on the top, second to top line on Chav Hey Amud Aleph. Here we go. Karfeif, you have a karfeif. Yoshe mi beisa sayim, more than two beisa, shelo hukaf l'dira, that was not set aside, was not surrounded for dira, which means you can't carry in there, right? Uba lamato, now you want to make it smaller, and you want to make it possible to carry in there. So what do you do? So miatoba ilanos, if you plant trees in there to reduce the size of the area, so now it's not so wide, not so open because I have trees in the middle. Lo havimiyot, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. That's not going to reduce the size. Remember, the size is two beisa. So you have two beisa and one amma. You need one amma, you got to get rid of one amma. Then it'll be fine. How do you do that? You can plant a tree, one arm wide, two trees, that won't work. That's not going to work. Bonobo amud, but if you build a post, put a post in there, gavoa asara, 10 tvachim tall, virachava arba, and it's 4 tvachim wide, have a miyot. That'll be a miyot. That'll reduce the size of the karfeif, because that's a, you know, post in the middle of your yard. It'll reduce the size, and now it's going to be less than 2 beisa. All good? Pachos mi. Anywhere. Anywhere you want in the karfeif, because it's going to reduce the size of the karfeif.
But it doesn't make it a hukaf
l'dira. What?
Doesn't make it a hukaf l'dira?
Yeah. No, but it's going to be less than 2 beisa.
Oh, okay.
Well, in which case, we don't care.
Right,
that's the key. Right, that's a good point. It's going to be less than 2 beisa now, so now I don't care if we hook off a deer or not. It makes no difference. What about pachos mi gimel? What about if it's less than 3 tvachim wide? All you needed was one little, you put a tiny post over there, or you put 5 of them, and they're all different areas all around the karfif. Lo havi miyot. That doesn't work. Why not? It's bottled to what? It's bottled to the karfif because it's less than 3 tvachim. So what do you want to say? Lovud? Lovud to where?
Well, a tree is bottled to where?
No, so a tree, we said a tree doesn't work because trees, people enjoy trees.
Oh, not
no. People like trees. A tree's a nice thing. So how does that reduce the size of the karfif? You're still enjoying the karfif. If I build a brick wall in the middle of the karfif, this wall area I can't use.
Okay.
So if it's less than 3 tvachim, the brick wall, why does that change anything?
Why doesn't it get in your way?
Because so okay, fine, that's what the Gemara says. Now me gimel v'adalid, between 3 and 4, that is a machlokas. Rabba amar havimiyot. Rabba says it works. V'rava amar lo havimiyot. Rabba says it doesn't work. Rabba amar havimiyot. Rabba says it works. Tekonafak lebi Torah's lovud. Because it's no longer subject to lovud. If lovud would apply, there's no lovud here. Because it's more than three tachim big. Rabba amar lo havimiyot. It doesn't work. Kiven de lo havimakam dalid lo chashuv. It's not a makam of 4 tvachim, it's not considered chashuv.
So we're talking about something that's just over the base
of the prayer,
and then you
cut
that whole pillar there, it brings it under, right?
Exactly.
Okay, just over.
That's all we're talking about.
Okay.
Now, what if I have a wall around my karfeif, and I build another wall around the karfeif, but a smaller area? So the area between the two walls now, I'm not going to use that area, because it's too, I'm building a wall there, what can I do in there? So the area between the two walls I'm not going to use. Does that work? Does that help?
You would think so,
because
you need 2 areas now.
Right. So now the Gemara is like this. Hirchik min hakosel arba. If I went 4 tfachim away from the wall, and I made another wall, vasa machitza, and I made a machitza, Hoel, that works. What does Hoel mean? Hoel means it helps. Pachos mi gimel, if it's less than 3, lo Hoel, it doesn't help. You know, Rashi is a close reader. You know what a close reader means? Rashi read every word closely. And Rashi scratched his head and said, how come before we used the word miyut and not miyut? Did it reduce the size of the karfeif? Or did it not reduce the size of the karfeif? Here, the Gemara uses the words ho'il and lo ho'il. So Rashi says, why did the Gemara switch words? Says Rashi, pachos migimel, one second, I'm sorry, hirchim menakosel arba vasa mechitza ho'il. Pachos migimel lo ho'il. Why did Rashi switch words? Why did the Gemara switch words from miyut to ho'il? Says Rashi, right here, the Rashi of pachos migimel lo ho'il, dehave kimechitza al gabe mechitza. You can't build a mechitza on top of another mechitza, next to another mechitza. V'lo b'mismayit, v'lo b'nimismayit beis asayim mayri. We're not talking about it. This is not a question about, I want to reduce the size of two beisa. Because we're going to see in a few minutes, midelo nakat miyut v'eno miyut. It doesn't say miyut and eno miyut. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. What does it say? It says ho'el and not ho'el. This case is not about reducing the size of a karfeif. You could reduce, the Gemara is going to have in a few minutes, you could reduce the size of a karfeif by making the walls thicker. You can make extra plaster on the walls, you'll make the walls thicker, and now it's going to be less than 70 by 70. You could do that. So why can't I build a wall, another wall? That for sure can't be the issue. Says Rashi, that can't be the issue. D'i b'mismayit v'id v'adai havimiyot. To be mismayed, the karfe, or building another wall, an inner wall, that's for sure going to work. It's for sure going to be good. Shafilu husof al oveakosol. Adjit ismayed chaper dami kizala, come on. Because even making the wall thicker is going to work. Just adding plaster to the wall is going to work. So for sure building a wall is going to work. So what's going on? What's this case about? Ella lemahave pesach. Let's say, yet a pesach means a doorway, means a house. Ulabasof. Hook off Myri. And then you added a wall. Okay? So we learned, that in order to have a karfeif, you have to have a house and then build a wall. Not the other way around. If you have a wall and then build a house, it doesn't work. Why? Because the walls were already there. And they already protected something. So by you building a house, it doesn't help. So here's the case. There was a wall, and now I want to build a house. But I went to Daf Yomi, and I learned that if I build a house here, the wall's not going to help. So I'll build another wall. And I want to build another wall so that then I can build my house. Then I build another wall, and now I have a good yard. I can run around on Shabbos. Right? That's what I want to do. Does that help? It's not about miyut. It's not about miyut. It's about help. Does it work? Does it work? Says the Gemara, wait one second. If it's within three tefachim of the other wall, it doesn't work. If it's more than three tefachim from the other wall, then it'll work. That your whole scheme will work. What's going on, right? Now, what about one second before we get to what's going on? Migimul v'adalid. If it's less than three tefachim away from the first wall, it doesn't work. If it's more than three tefachim away from the first wall, it does work. What about Megimel Adalid? What if it's between 3 and 4? So again, Rabba Amar Hoel, Rabba Amar Enamol. Rabba Amar Hoel, Daha Nafik Le Mitaras Lovet. It's no longer subject to Lovet. Rabba Amar Enamol, Kivin Dahavi Makom, Dalid, Lo Chashiv. Since it's Makom Dalid, it's not considered Chashiv. Right? So some say that the reason is that if the area between the two walls is less than three tefachim, we'll say lovud. So therefore, it's as if it's only still one wall. So it wasn't hukaf l'dira. If we have problems, again, we're not talking about reducing the size of the karfeif here. This case doesn't really belong here, because the next case again is about reducing the size. Rashi said it doesn't belong here. This case, it's not about reducing the size of a karfeif. How did Rashi know that? Because it said ho'el and not miyut. So I wonder, how do you make a wall? There was already a wall there. You have to make another wall, and the wall has to be at least four tefachim away from the first wall. What about if it's less than three tefachim away? No good. What if it's between three and four? It's a machlokas.
The reason is because it's not considered a new wall.
Not considered a new wall. He quotes over here in the name of the Ritva, that that no, the name of the Prima Gadim, that it has nothing to do with Lavan. Has to do with, can you use the area in between the two walls? Or is that a makom that you could use somehow? It's complicated. Whatever. It doesn't make a difference. So the answer is, if it's more than four tvachim away, it's for sure a good wall. Less than three tvachim, it's for sure not good. Between three and four, it's a machlokas. Now, everyone got that? Okay. Now, Rav Shimi bar Masni, Rav Simi Masni Lakula. This machlokas that, look at Rashi. Lahach plux the delel. This machlokas. The Amar, the Bishlosha, the Nafak le mitoras lavud. That if it's three tachim away, you're out of the parasha of lavud. Kula modu the amud havi miut umechitza havi mechitza ledira. V'lo kemosif ubishalosh my pachas bishalosh pligi. He learns that the whole machlokas is less than three. They're arguing about less than three, but between three and four, it would for sure be good. Okay, fine. Tach botit, let's say I put more plaster on the wall, made the wall thicker. I put more plaster on the wall to make the wall thicker, so that what? So that it'll be less than 70 by 70. My carpet is too big. V'yachol lama b'fnei atzmo, not 100% sure what this means, that the plaster can stay by itself, havi miyot. Then it's a good reduction of the wall. Any yachol lama b'fnei atzmo, if it can't stay by itself, not 100% sure what that means, Rabba Omar havi miyot, Rava Omar, lo havi miyot, machlokas. Rava Omar havi miyot, hashti miyakoy. Well, right now, it's attached to the wall, and it made the wall thicker, and I reduced the size of the karfif. Rava Omar, lo havi miyot. That doesn't work. Kivan the yachol, de lo yachol la mekum if the atzmo, lo klovu. Since it can't stay by itself, it's nothing. In other words, it doesn't have an independent existence. It only exists because it's connected to the wall. It doesn't work. Not 100% sure what that means exactly. Okay.
Then making it like building a second wall too close to the first wall, which was the
people. Okay. Fine. Now, the next case, a picture would help. Does Arshel have a picture for the next case? The next case was like this. You have a karfif, and the karfif is surrounded by three walls. The fourth wall is not a wall. It's a mound. A mound going across the whole length of the karfif, which is like a wall. That's the status of a wall. It's like a wall. So hirchik, now you wanna, but it's too big, the karfif. So you wanna make the karfif smaller. So you know what? There's a mound here. I'll build a wall. That's a good idea, no? So says the Gemara, Hirchik menatel arba, if I moved the wall four tvachim away from the mound, for asa mechitza, and I made a mechitza, hollel, that's good. Right?
That's enough. I mean that if you're building it away from the mound, or building it away from any other wall, why is that in the case of a mound?
Because you'll see why in a minute. You'll see why in a minute. Because what if you're on top of the mound? That's why. See why in a minute. So, what does the Gemara say? Hirchik menatel arba, for asa mechitza, Hovel, that's good. Says Rashi, Asa mechitza ledira, etzel hatel, baruchim da'al tfachim, v'adayin yesh yoser mibes asayim bein yishana lechadasha, aval zu ledira asa. It's still bigger, it's still more than two besa, but now it took a ledira. So that's okay. It's still bigger than two besa, so what did I do? I built the wall four tfachim away from the mound, so now I built a wall book of Ludira, it should be good. It is good. Pachos mi gimel, if it's less than three tvachim away from the tail, I'll svas ha tail, or it's on top of the tail, or right at the edge, right? So, Rav Chista, Rav Amnuna, chad amar hoel, v'chad amar lo hoel. One says it works, one says it doesn't work. Says tayim, Rav Chista, amar hoel. I'll prove to you that Rav Chista does work. Why? To Itmar, because we learned, ha'ose mechitza al-gabi mechitza, if you build a mechitza on top of another mechitza, Amar of Chista, b'Shabbos Hoel, on Shabbos it works. So just see, it said it works. But Nichse Hager lo kana. When it comes to Nichse Hager, it doesn't work. What does Nichse Hager mean? So a ger, when a ger becomes a Jew, he has no relatives. He converts. Halachically, he has no relatives. He could have a father and a mother and a sister and a brother. But halachically has no relatives. What happened? The ger died. So what happens to his possessions? The answer is, the first guy that gets there gets the possessions. Now if he married a Jew and had kids, he's like a regular Jew. His kids Yarshin. He didn't have that. He was a single man his whole life. He died. What happens to his possessions? The first one that gets there. Now he can't just show up. He has to do a kinyan. So the guy had a land with a mound. So, you know, I'll build a wall. I'm showing ownership. I don't build a wall in your yard. Only in my own yard I can build a wall. So the answer is, if you built the wall on the mound, that's not considered building a wall. Well, for Shabbos it is, but for Nichzeh it doesn't show anything. How does it show you owned it? It doesn't show anything, and therefore it doesn't work. Rav Sheshet Amar, after Shabbos, nami lo havel. It doesn't even work for Shabbos. Tistayim. See, what we've proven, that Rav Chista held it, does work. Okay. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Umodili Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet admitted to me, he was more machmir Rav Sheshet. He didn't allow building a wall, even far away, no good. Shemasa mechitza al hatel, shahoel. If you make a mechitza on top of the tail, it's going to work. My time of why? Hoel uba avir mechitzos hel yonos hudar. Because you have the air of the mechitzos help. What does that mean? So Rashi says in the second to last skinny line, not Rashi. The lower mechitzos don't help at all. We only care about the upper mechitzos. And since I built the mechitza, it's going to be good. Fine. Okay, you ready for this question? Boy Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Bar Chana asked the following question. Nivlu'u mechitzos hatachtonios. Ve'helyonos kayemes mahu. I built a wall. No, I didn't build a wall. I'm sorry. The walls were already there. And then I built new walls. And the new walls did not help because they're too close to the old walls or whatever it is. And then the old walls sunk into the ground. So then I got new walls that I built myself. And I built them L'shem Dira. The first walls that I built L'shem Dira, they were there first. Then I put a house there. So no good, because the house has to come first. Then I built walls. And look at this. The old walls fell into the ground. It's quicksand. And I got my new walls. And I built them L'shem Dira, so it should be good. That's Rabba's question. You hear this question? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Boy Rabba, the second to last wide line, skinny line." L'manda Omar ain mechitza al dabi mechitza. If you hold, you can't build a mechitza on an existing mechitza. Nivlu hatachtonios pekarka. The first walls got swallowed up into the ground. Shahaya ha'afar rach v'tichuach. The earth was very soft. V'nishchabed akosel. And all got collapsed in one Shabbos. Enough, it didn't fall down. Elanivla, they got swallowed up into the ground. Ve'elyonos kayamos. And the new walls are standing there. Mahu, does that work? What's the shaila? What's the issue? Says the Gemara, one second, Lamai, regarding what do you want to know, what's this question about? Il nechse hager, if it's nechse hager, so what happened? The ger owned the property, and I went ahead and built walls too close to the old walls. So does that show I own the property? No. There are already walls there. So what did you do? You didn't do anything. Yeah, but then the old walls collapsed, and now my walls are there. So it shows I own the property. That's Hainu, the Yirmiya Bira. That's this Vart. The Amr of Yirmiya Bira, Amr of Yehuda. Hai man de shadi lifta apila da ara de ger. Somebody throws some kind of a turnip or something, a turnip peel or a turnip pit onto the ger's property. V'asi Yisrael achrina, and then another Jew comes, Rafak Bei Porta, and he actually works the land a little bit. Basra Kani Kamilo Kana. The second guy gets the property. So yeah, but I threw a pit in there, and I don't throw a pit in your yard. So I threw a pit in this yard, chose I own the yard. Then the second guy came and actually worked the pit. He worked it a little bit. Second guy got sick. Why? Because the first guy didn't do anything. He started the ball in motion. That's true. But he didn't do anything. He got to do something to show ownership. My timer. What's the reason for this? Why did the second guy get it? Because be'idu d'shada lo kai shevach. Because when I threw it, just throwing a pit, I didn't improve the land at all. I didn't do anything. Just threw a pit in there. Ki kav shivcha Memela Kashivcha. And if anything comes out of it, that happens on its own. Oh, that might be different. We're going to see that in a second. That might be different. That might be different. So what the kicker is, that if I throw a turnip onto the ground and it grows into a turnip tree or a turnip bush, whatever, that I didn't do that. That happened by itself. And therefore, it's not considered attributed to me. Second guy came and worked the land a little bit. It's attributed to him. Therefore, he gets it. Same thing over here. When the walls got knocked down, then my walls are standing there. I didn't do anything. It happened by itself. Hashem did that. Hashem took the first walls down, and the second walls are standing there. They're memela there. When I put them up, I didn't do anything. Because they were too close to the first wall. I didn't do anything. Then when the first walls came down, that's not attributed to me. So that's for sure not a question. The Elo, the Indian Shabbos. The question was, yeah, what about on Shabbos? What about on Shabbos? When this question about being attributed to me, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, I put up the walls. So, Havi Mechitza Nasim B'Shabbos. So it's a Mechitza that was made on Shabbos. Even though I didn't make it on Shabbos directly. What I did was...
The status changed
on Shabbos. V'Tanya. And we learned... Call mechitza hanasa b'Shabbos. Any mechitza that gets created on Shabbos, any mechitza that gets created on Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, right? Bein b'mezid. What does it mean b'shogeg? I don't know. So me and my kids are horsing around and we push pillows and we create a mechitza. Not on purpose. It's a good mechitza. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, shema mechitza. It's a good mechitza. So I don't care how the walls came down. What's the difference? Good mechitza. Doesn't make a difference. It's good mechitza. Lavidmar Allah, one second. We learned about that statement. Amar of Nachman, lo shanu el lizrok. That's only true regarding throwing. That I could throw it into that rishus because a new rishus got created on Shabbos. Aval letal tel aser. But I can't carry into that rishus. I'm not allowed to do that. Why? Because it got created on Shabbos. So, Kiyad Rav Nachman, I made it, Mar. Now, Rav Nachman only said that if you did it, b'mezid. If you made a new Rishos, b'mezid, then you can't carry in there. It's supposed to be b'mezid. It was bad as an accident. I didn't know that there was a swamp over here, and the walls are going to get swallowed up into the earth. I didn't know that. So, therefore, it's b'shogeg, and therefore, it's valid mechitza. That was his answer. Right? Okay. Hi, Itza, there was a woman, the Avdom Mechitza, Dabi Mechitza, B'nechse Ager. That the guy died in the neighborhood. Everyone's waiting for this guy to die because he knew he has no relatives. And the minute he died, she ran. And what'd she do? She made a mechitza on top of the other mechitza. Then, also, who got another guy came. Did not fuck Beipurta. And he actually worked the land a little bit. That shows ownership. Putting a mechitza on an existing mechitza doesn't show ownership. That shows stupidity. So she went ahead. This other guy went ahead and he actually did the work. He did some work. And also, the Kamei Rav Nachman, Okim Biyade. They went to Rav Nachman. And they gave the guy the land to the guy, not this woman. She came screaming at Rav Nachman. Right? You cheated me out of the land. Amalei, my avlach, what am I going to do for you? Well, how can I rule in your favor? You didn't make a chazaka on the land. The people made chazakas. So, I'm sorry. Okay. Next. Good? Next. Karfeif, beis shalosh. You have a karfeif that's three besa. We know it has to be at least two besa. But no, this one's three besa. However, one of the besa has a roof over it. It's like a portico, has a roof over it. Then there's two besa with nothing. So karfeif beis shalosh, the kirubo besa. And one besa is roofed. Rava Amar, avir kirio maitiro. Rava says, the extra airspace is extra. I'm sorry. The covered airspace is extra. What does that mean? Says Rashi on the bottom. Aver kirio matiro, second to last line. Sa ha-mekora, the roofed sa, mechashva bahade idach ki'ilu lo kiruha. It's as if the other, considered the other ones as if they're not roofed. In other words, the fact that it's roofed doesn't change a thing. Doesn't change a thing. And you have three beisa. Three is bigger than two. and therefore you don't have a hookah for dira, and you have a problem. You can't carry in there. What? It's a roof on posts, exactly. It's a roof on posts. And Reb Zeira Amar, in Avrikiyu Maisiro, it's not considered extra. And therefore, you have like two areas. One of one besa, one of two besa. It's not more than two besa. You can carry in there. No problem. Now, this machlokas, lema, rav of Reb Zeira, is really Biplukta de Rav and Shmuel conflict. It's the same issue that Rav and Shmuel had already once upon a time. What's the issue? To Itmar, because we learned ones like this. Achsadra bebika. You're in your huppets for no, you're in nowhere's land on Shabbos, and you're in a bika. You're in some valley somewhere, right? And you have an achsadra. What's an achsadra? An achsadra is like a chuppah, four posts with a roof on top, and it's totally open, completely open in there. Which, if you think about it, is the same exact story with this roofed portico in the Beisah, in the carpet. You have three Beisah, one of them is like this. It's four posts with a roof. So Rav and Shmuel already argued about that issue. You're in a valley, and all you have is four posts and a roof. So you put up the four posts, and you make a roof. Can I carry in this area? On Shabbos? Right? I'm stuck here for Shabbos. I'm stuck in the desert for Shabbos. Can I carry in this area? I could carry my book back and forth in the area. Can I do that? Or not? So, Rav Amar, Mutal Talta Bakula. You can carry in there. Shmuel Amar, in Metalatalan, Eladalan Amos. You can only carry before Amos, because you're four Amos. You can't carry further than that. In other words, you can't carry in there. Rav Amar, Mutal Talta Bakula, Amrinan, Pitik Riyorid Vesosim. We have a principle, says Rav, that we pretend the roof extends down and creates walls. So I have a full wall. I'm in an area of full walls. I'm carrying there. Shmuel Amar, in metalton ella arba amos. Lo amri pitik riyorid vesosim. We don't say such a thing. What kind of thing is that? Now, I da avida kiach sadra hachanami. It could be that everybody would agree. Now we have two more people. That was Rav and Shmuel. Now we have a machlokas and a karfeit between Reb Zeira and Rabba. What's the story with a roofed portion? Does the roofed portion count or does it not count? So, lechora, they're arguing about the same thing as Rav and Shmuel. Do we say pitikra? If we say pitikra, that Reb Zeira says pitikra, so I have two areas. There is a wall, two so without a wall, good to go. And Rabba says we don't say pitikra, that we argue about. That's all machlokas, that can't be. So, ki ayavida ki achsadja hachinami. Maybe it could be that in a real achsadra, if it was a real roof, then everybody would take one position about pitikra. Maybe everybody holds yes, everybody holds no. That's not the issue over here. Hachav mayaskinan da avida ki urzila. The roof was slanted in some kind of way. So some kind of slant. So nobody holds pitikra. Can't hold pitikra if it's slanted. So they're not arguing about Rav and Shmuel. Everybody can hold like Rav, and everybody can hold like Shmuel. But here it's slanted, so nobody can hold Pitikra. So now my Shaila is, does it reduce the Karfif or not? One says yes, and one says no. Amar of Zera, what's the matter? Look puzzled.
If you're in the middle of the Midbar, and you put up four lapis and Karas,
right.
You're like
Karas? According to Rav, yeah. Because we say... So it's only because we know. Yeah, it sure does.
It can't be on an angle.
We had that Gemara. We said, how big is the angle? If the angle's too big, like if it's too big, then it's a problem. So, but that's not the Vetzer Korah. It has a roof. Why? Because the reason is because Rav will hold that we pretend, again it's pretending, that the roof creates a wall and it comes all the way down. What's the reason for that? I have no idea. It only works on a flat roof, I can tell you. So on a slanted roof, it's not an issue. I have another issue now. Now I'm in a karfeit, and the karfeit has three beisah. But one of the beisah is roofed, slanted-wise. So does that take away, not a particular issue, forget that. Since I have two areas now, one with a roof, one without a roof, does it reduce the size of the karfeit?
If your house has a slanted roof, can you carry your house?
Yeah, because your house has walls.
So what
does it mean? Your house has a hookah for dira, it's on a shaila house. It's indoors, not a shiloh. It's made for Dira. This Karf is not made for Dira. That's the problem. So, but yeah, but it's not made for Dira, but it's small enough. It's only two beis up. The shear is two, more than two beis up. What do you mean? It's another part. Yeah, but that has a roof over it. So does that make a difference? Some machalkas. However, Amr of Zera, Rabzera was more makel. Rabzera said that it's considered two areas and it's good to carry in there. Amr of Zera, Umadina, Rava would agree with me, Bekarfeith, Shenifrat, Spimiluo, Lechatzer, Sha'asr. Rav would agree with me that if I have a karfeith, what time is it? 15 minutes? Maybe we'll finish this. If I have a karfeith, and the karfeith went into a chatzar, and there was a wall separating the karfeith and the chatzar. Okay? And what happened? The wall came down. Now, the karfeith was exactly two beisah, or slightly less than two beisah. So can I carry in the karfeith? Yes. Why? Less than two beisah. Then the wall came down. Now that the wall came down, the area of the wall, let's say the wall was an amma thick, and the wall came down. Now my area is too big. My karfeith got too big. My karfeith is too big. Can't carry it. Umar b'zera, umadina b'karfeith shenifrat spimiluo. I have a karfeith, and the wall came down, l'chatzer, into a chatzer, Sha'asr. Now I can't carry in here anymore. My time, why not? Ha'il v'aver chatzer miyasro. The airspace of the chatzer, asr is the karfeif. Got too big the karfeif. Right? Says Rashi. Shenifrat b'mlu l'chatzer. Sha'aver chatzer miyatro. Because the area of the chatzer now is too much. V'asuhu yosir beis asayim v'asr. And it makes it more than two beisah and it's asr now. V'gabe kiruyo de sharina mishum pi tikra yard v'sosim. The whole reason, I really agreed with pi tikra, right? But now I got rid of the wall, so now my area is too big. Okay.
Why does the Gemara even have to mention that? That's not a comparison.
What do you mean?
In other words, in the case before, where you say pi tikra because there was some sort of structure there, here there's no structure.
Okay, so you know you asked the same question that Rabbi Yosef is going to answer right now. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef. One second. V'chi aver hamoser lo aser. Is that even true? Is that even true that the extra air now makes it aser? Look at Rashi. Rashi, the second, third skinny line. V'hare chatzer zu, this chatzer, mitchila haisa muteris l'talvel haimena l'karfeif. I was able to carry from the chatzer into the karfeif. Kerb Shimon, like Rav Shimon says, because Rav Shimon's the one who held that all areas that are mutter to carry in, you can carry one to the other. I can carry from my roof, to my chatzer, to my karfeif, it's all good. So I was able to carry from my chatzer to the karfeif, from the karfeif to the chatzer. The achshav shenifrat, but now that the wall came down, l'makom hamutter lo neser, l'makom hamutter bo neser lo, u'mishum yitur leku l'meimar, da'akal chatzer mekefes l'dira havi. Why should that change anything? Why should that change anything? I have an ir chatzer and a karfeif. So the wall came down. So what? So what? The karfeif is still a karfeif, and the wall is still a wall, and the chatzer is still a chatzer. What changed? Sort of what you're asking. What changed? Why did that change anything? So, Omale Abaya Kiman Kirab Shimon. So, Shimonami Ha'ikar Avir Makom Mechitzos. In other words, you're right. I would say it's fine, but over here, the wall in between the Chatzar and the Karfeif came down. That made the karfeith too big. You're right. Carry one between the other, that's not a problem. That didn't change. But the karfeith itself got too big. Why? Because the wall came down. That's what it means. Okay? Good?
What's the question? If you have a karfeith that's bigger than two beis sel, you can't carry it. So what's the question?
No, but it was not two beis sel yesterday. Okay. The wall came down. Now it got two beis sel. Too big. The Amr of Chista. Karfif shenifrats b'mulua l'chatzer. Now, okay, remember the old story. You have, it's a picture. Is it a picture of an art school or no? So here's the Karfif. Here's the Karfif, here's the Chatzar. And there was a wall separating the Karfif and the Chatzar. The wall came down. Says the Gemara, Dabar of Chista, Karfif Shinifrats Bemiluo Lechatzar. There's a wall, there was a wall here. And the wall came down. Now it's open space. So Chatzar Mukeret Muteres, the Karfif Asar. The Chatzar, you still can carry in there. In the Karfif, you can't. Why? Chatzar my time on Muteres, the Isle Gifufe. Because if you're in the Chatzar and you're looking toward the Karfif, these are the Gifufe. These make this into a doorway, into an entranceway. However, if you're standing here looking into the Chatzar, into the Chatzar, there's no doorway here. It's just open. It's an open wall. Your wall came down. It's an open wall, and it's a problem. If you're looking the other way, it looks like a doorway. So if you're in the chutz, you can carry. What? We had this case a few times already, right?
Yeah.
Now. Now, what if it's the opposite? What if this is the Chatzar and this is the Karfif? Switch it around. This is the Chatzar and this is the Karfif. Lechora, it should be the exact same halacha. In the Karfif, you can carry, because the wall didn't come down, it's a doorway now. And in the Chatzar, you can't carry. That's what should be. Exactly. Exactly, and the issue is, when you're standing in the Chatzar, you don't see a doorway. What do you see? A broken wall. And if you're in the Karfif, what do you see? A doorway. But, Rav Chista didn't mention that case. He only mentioned one way. When the Karfif is here and the Chatzar is here, not the other way around. Right? Vazinan de mishkachas lo ibcha. Can it happen the other way? Can it happen the other way? Why didn't Rav Chista mention the other way? Because Ella Mishum Da Amrinan Ze Avir Mechitzas Miyasro Veze Ein Avir Mechitzas Miyasro. The answer is because when the Karfif's wall comes down, you can't carry in there no matter what. Why not? Because it's too big. Because the area of the wall made the Karfif too big. If not for that reason, it would be work both ways. Doesn't matter which one's where. Same principle. So why do you only say one case? Because in the other case, there's another reason why it won't work. What's the other reason? Because the area of the wall came down, and that area of the wall makes the Karfif too big. Okay? Good. Hahu Bustina, there was some kind of garden. Listen to this. Davisamach Laguda Dapadna. There was a garden, and the garden ended at the wall of a palace. Padna means a big house. At the wall of a big house, okay? The wall of the big house was the end of the garden. And what happened? Nafal Ashitza Brisa Da Padna. The wall came down. The wall of the house came down. Now, the wall of the house came down. Now, that wall enclosed the whole garden. Right? Now the garden's open on that side. I'm sitting in the garden looking at the wall of the house. Now I'm looking into the living room of the house. Right? So, Savar of Bibel Meimar, Lismach Aguda da Gavasa. So, one second. So, I'm looking into the living room. How about the other wall of the house, the end wall? Let that end wall be the wall to enclose this garden. No? Why not? I go from the garden, I can walk straight into the living room, and then I'll hit the other wall of the house.
And the side wall's still there.
Side wall's still there. What?
Like having a porch.
Exactly. Exactly. So Moshe, that should be good. And then I can still carry in the garden if I want because the garden's still enclosed. Amalei Rav Papi, no. Mishum da'asim mimimule, because he came from a small town, amritza mili miluyosi, says small things. Right? That's ridiculous. Why? Hanach mechitzos legavoy avdinan lebaroy lo avdinan. Nobody makes the inner wall of a house the inner wall of the house, a machitza for the outside. It's ridiculous. I made the wall of the house, can you be used as a machitza? Now the wall came down. Now I want to use the other wall? And what about the whole house? It's 20 feet of house till I get to the wall. What's with that? That's part of the garden now? That's crazy. Of course not. Nobody does that. All right, Rashi says, Unihi de pirta leka. You want to tell me there's no pirta because you're just going to walk straight into the house? Hekif dira mi'aleka mi'alesa de repardes davios de besasayim. You can't say that this wall, now the paradise is more than two beisa. You can't say, well, I'll just use the wall of the house and make it enclosed mukam l'shem dira. You can't say that. The wall of the house was built to make the house into a dira, not the garden. So once, if the wall came down, then taka, you don't have, it's a funny case. You have a garden, house, and then a wall. So is the garden bigger than two beisa? Really, it's not. Really, it's not. But since the wall of the house came down, and he could walk from the garden straight into the living room, it's considered bigger than two beisa, and he can only go carry in the garden. Correct. The picture in the Masifta is a very long, like a long house. Very, very long, exactly. Okay, so we're going to stop here because the next case of an Avranka, not a hundred, doesn't, it goes on and on and on until Ahmed Aleph, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.